AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama and Russian President Putin are meeting at this hour behind closed doors on the sidelines of the UN summit amid rising tensions in Syria. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports the meeting began with a stony-faced handshake.
If this was an end to months of diplomatic frostiness, it didn't look like an auspicious start. The two men shook hands for but a few seconds as they posed for pictures in front of American and Russian flags. Neither said anything while reporters were present, and both ignored shouted questions about Syria.
Speaking earlier today through an interpreter, Putin said Syrian forces are the only ones truly fighting Islamic State militants.
We think it is an enormous mistake to refuse to cooperate with the Syrian government and its armed forces who are violently fighting terrorism face to face.
In his time at the microphone, the president said America will cooperate with other countries to end the Syrian crisis.
Realism dictates that compromise will be required to end the fighting and ultimately stamp out ISIL. But realism also requires a managed transition away from Assad and to a new leader.
Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson told the Associated Press today that NASCAR fans should continue flying the Confederate flag so long as it's flown on private property. The statement came as Carson received the informal endorsement of racing legend Richard Petty. Carson also acknowledged that the Confederate flag remains a symbol of hate for many black people and compared it to the Nazi swastika. Ongoing worries about the health of the Chinese economy and another big sell-off in drugs pushed the stock market back toward its lowest level of the year. The Dow lost 313 points. This is AP Radio News. Kenny Rogers is apparently taking some of his own advice.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
Rogers says he's retiring from touring and will do one last worldwide farewell tour after 5 decades on the road.
At the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
The gambler is 77. An autopsy on a teenage shoplifting suspect who died in Indianapolis police custody after complaining of breathing problems found he suffered a heart attack. Authorities say a New Jersey high school star quarterback who collapsed after taking a hit on the playing field last Friday night died from massive internal bleeding caused by a lacerated spleen. And Washington State has suspended operations of a Seattle tour company after a duck boat crash. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.